Welcome to the Trueborn Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. I'm your host, Stephen L. Anderson, pastor of Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Somebody sent me a video clip this week of Supreme Court Justice Anton Scalia on torture, and we talked a little bit about torture last week, and I want to play this clip for you from one of our Supreme Court Justices, Anton Scalia.
If someone's in custody, as in Abu Ghraib, and they are brutalized by a law enforcement person, if you listen to the expression, cruel and unusual punishment, doesn't that apply?
No, to the contrary. You think that you would... Has anybody ever referred to torture as punishment? I don't think so.
Well, I think if you're in custody and you have a policeman who's taken you into custody...
And you say he's punishing you?
Sure.
What's he punishing you for? You punish somebody...
Well, because he assumes you one, either committed a crime or that you know something that he wants to know.
It's the latter. And when he's hurting you in order to get information from you,
yeah,
you don't say he's punishing you.
Now, this is unbelievable. He's saying that the Eighth Amendment's provision against cruel and unusual punishment does not apply to torture because he is actually saying that torture is not a punishment. And he even said, I don't know if anybody refers to torture as a punishment. Of course, torturing someone is a punishment. I don't think they're torturing people just for no reason. Obviously, it's because they've done something wrong that they went there and got tortured. And not only that, but when somebody's torturing someone in order to get information out of them, such as our government thinks is acceptable, then they're punishing them for not giving the information. Think about it. If somebody's in custody and they're being grilled for information, they're not answering the questions, and then being tortured in order to get them to answer, they are being punished for not answering. And it's very disturbing to me that a justice on the Supreme Court, who has all these law degrees and all this experience and all this knowledge about the law, is so ignorant that he does not even think that torture is a punishment. What, are they just torturing people who haven't done anything wrong? Are they just torturing people for no reason? No, obviously they're torturing the people because they have done something wrong or because they're getting information from them and the people are refusing to give the information, so they're being punished for not talking. This is very disturbing that this man is in charge of our country's legal branch right now. He's one of the nine Supreme Court justices, and he thinks that the Eighth Amendment saying that cruel and unusual punishments shall not be inflicted does not apply to torture. What is this country coming to when we think that it's okay to torture someone who has not even been charged with any crime, when the Founding Fathers believed that we should not be torturing anyone for any reason, which is what the Eighth Amendment basically states? Listen to a little more from this.
What's he punishing you for?
Because he thinks you're a terrorist and he's gonna beat the you-know-what.
That's my view, and it happens to be correct.
So did you hear that? It's his view, and it just happens to be correct. So we're all supposed to just accept the fact that now the United States is going to torture people who won't talk, or torture people because they're suspected of being a terrorist, when the Eighth Amendment of our Bill of Rights guarantees that no one will be tortured by the U.S. government. It doesn't even say American citizens. It doesn't say anything of the sort. It just says cruel and unusual punishments shall not be inflicted. And this man, in interpreting that, has basically just decided to throw it out altogether and just twist words and play a semantic game and say that torture is not a punishment. Well, then what is it? What is it if it's not a punishment? What is it if they haven't done anything wrong? That sounds even weirder. Thank you for listening to the Trueborn Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. If you'd like to keep this show on the air, please send your donations to Trueborn Sons, care of KXXT Radio, 2800 North 44th Street, Suite 100, Phoenix, Arizona 85008, or visit us on the web at truebornsons.com.